Nuclear Energy and Construction Works in Progress, or CWIP, by Avery Frank. Last year, the passage of Senate Bill 4 allowed natural gas plants to raise rates to pay for construction before plants are put into operation, a process known as Construction Works in Progress, or CWIP. Companies using CWIP under Senate Bill 4 would still be subject to cost caps by estimated cost and completion date, and a refund mechanism with interest if the project is not finished. There was speculation about whether a provision in Senate Bill 4 would also allow its usage for nuclear projects. A recent change to Senate Bill 838 would remove any ambiguity. The change explicitly prohibits nuclear energy projects from using CWIP. But is preventing nuclear projects from being able to use CWIP really a good idea? Some view CWIP as necessary for new nuclear projects to get a foothold in Missouri. Excluding nuclear from this flexible financing method could either drive up total costs, since loans would bear interest, or even eliminate potential projects altogether. At the same time, the concerns surrounding CWIP are real and should not be dismissed. Charging ratepayers before a plant is operational raises difficult questions. Should utilities earn a return before delivering a service? Does this reduce incentives to control costs during construction? And what happens if a large, high-risk nuclear project is canceled, which has happened in the United States before? These are not trivial concerns. However, a better solution for Missouri would be to improve the CWIP framework for all energy sources. Senate Bill 4 already includes cost caps and refund provisions, but additional safeguards could further protect ratepayers while still allowing needed infrastructure to be built. Virginia recently passed CWIP reform, and it instituted additional safeguards that Missouri could also adopt. Excluding 20% of development costs from CWIP eligibility, mandatory evaluation of federal funding opportunities from the Department of Energy, establishing a cap on residential monthly bill increases $1.40 per 1,000 kilowatt hours. Additionally, the Missouri Public Service Commission could evaluate compensating ratepayers appropriately for early contributions and their role in risk sharing, such as treating CWIP financing more like a bond system. These improvements could even better protect and reward ratepayers, as well as facilitate needed power plant construction without targeting a specific technology, an effective compromise. This article was presented in audio format using AI-generated narration.